Hi again, this is Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast for you. These are podcasts to my unborn grandchildren. I was thinking I kind of got on a work theme the last few times, so I'd switch over to a play theme this time. I'm getting ready to do the winter woodworking project, which this year is going to be a couple of couches for the living room. Up at the house in St. Paul, we made a bad buy on some couches that were fine, but the fabric faded away in the sun, and so this year's project is to make a couple of new ones in the woodworking shop. So I thought I'd tell you the woodworking story and maybe the story about how I cut my finger off on the table saw. Stumpy is his name. Richard named him. But when I got done with GoFast.net, we sold the company, and there's often a tradition where when people sell their companies, they get that big pile of money. One of the things they do is they go off and they spend a bunch of dough on something, a new car, a new house, or a big trip or something like that. And I decided that when I was a kid, I just loved woodworking in shop class. And of course, it never happened for me. I had to go to college and sort of tiptoe around the war in Vietnam. And then I got into radio, and so I just never got to do the woodworking. So when we sold GoFast.net, I went to the woodworking store, and I basically just bought all the basic tools, a table saw and a bandsaw and, you know, routers and planes and planer and you name it. I got it all in one fell swoop. It was like, I don't know, $10,000 or $15,000 worth of stuff. And I decided I would just teach myself how to do woodworking as a hobby. And, you know, I've been doing it ever since. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. And I'm getting better. I'm still better at straight, square things than I am at curvy, swoopy kinds of things. Those are harder. I'm getting better at that. But, you know, tables, chairs. I did a rocking chair. That was pretty cool. That was a hard project. I did a dresser last year. That was pretty neat. I had boxes within boxes. I had to learn how to make things square in three dimensions instead of just two. Anyway, I've been having a great time with it. And a couple of years ago, I was making a dining room table here for the farm, and I just worked a little too long in the wood shop one day. And was cutting some stuff on the table saw, and I had the guard off the table saw because I'd been making mortise and tenon joints and couldn't do it with guards. I had the guard off. And I basically went for 4 or 5 hours straight without taking any breaks at all. I didn't eat. I didn't stop to go to the bathroom. I was just cranking. And I got tired. And next thing you know, I was pushing a piece of wood through the table saw, and I just laid my hand down on top of it to pull it through. And I laid it down on top of the saw. And bingo, off came my left pointer finger. And you know, for those of you who just winced, the good news is it didn't really hurt at all because it happened so fast. It actually never hurt much ever. And in the meantime, it's become a great conversation piece. I've discovered that losing your left index finger isn't a terrible disability. I can testify that within a week I was typing just fine and I was playing the piano. There are a few riffs I can't do anymore with my left hand, but for the most part, I was never that good a piano player that it really mattered. So there really isn't any disability there. And meanwhile, it's a great conversation piece. One of the things that happened was that about a week or so after I did all this, the word started getting out to my friends that this had happened, and so I wrote this this email with sort of the FAQ about cutting my finger off with the table saw. And I sort of scraped all my jokes together. I said, well, you know, If you ever have a chance to bet on a table saw versus a finger, bet on the table saw, because the table saw will win. And there was the sad moment where, there was a period where they thought they might be able to stitch it back on, but it turns out when you're an old geezer like me and you cut off a finger and you stitch it back on, the results are pretty unsatisfactory. So then we had the moment where they gave us back the finger. Marcy was the one who had to go find the finger in the basement after I cut it off and put it on ice and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Marcy wasn't real pleased with that. And when it came time to get the cooler back that it had been carried up in, she said, "Is the finger still in there?" And they said, "Oh, yes, it is." And she said, "Could you get rid of that?" And I was so groggy from the surgery that I didn't have a chance to say, "But wait, I want to immortalize it." And so it got sent off to the morgue. It turns out that's where a finger, any kind of human remains, that gets sent off to the morgue. And so, you know, I have images of a tiny little coffin going into the little cremation thing, and, you know, Stumpy's little RIP, except maybe it's TIP for type in peace. Anyway, I told all those stories and more in the email, and I got all these great emails back, so I sent those out too. Because I got comments back like, "Well, you know, look at it this way. You can count in fractions now. 1, 2, 3, 3 1/3, 4 1/3. You know, you can use that finger for all kinds of cool stuff, counting." And another guy wrote back and said, "Yeah, and think of all the cool new gang signs you can do, you know, because hardly anybody can hold up fingers the way you can." And another guy bemoaned the fact that it would be really hard to pick my nose on the left side, and, you know, on and on. So anyway, that was the adventure of Stumpy. Richard named Stumpy. And Stumpy has a little jacket that he wears sometimes when he gets cold. And so, you know, that's one of the things that happened with woodworking. And a couple of stories there for you when it's 50 years from now and you want to know what's up with old granddad and the woodworking stuff. It's a big part of my life. I do it a lot, especially in the winter. Summer, there's tractor stuff to do, but winter here at the farm is pretty indoors, except for the 2 walks a day. And so a lot more woodworking gets done. I just cut all the big pieces for the couches yesterday, so that one's getting pretty underway. I think that one's going to be done in a couple of months. A couple brand new couches for up north. Anyway, that's the story of woodworking and Stumpy. Not a work thing there at all. And, hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.